First Chronicles, Chapter 1. Adam, Sheth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahaliel, Yared, Henoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Ra'amah, and Sabtika, and the sons of Ra'amah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be mighty upon the earth. And Mizraim begat Ludin, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim, and Casluhim, of whom came the Philistines, and Kaphtorim. And Canaan begat Zidon, his firstborn, and Heth. The Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemorite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Meshech, and Arphaxad begat Shelah, and Shelah begat Eber, and to Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Sheleph, and Hazarmaveth, and Yera. Hadarim also, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Ebal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab, all these the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, the same is Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael, these are their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, then Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, Mishma, and Duma, Masa, Hadad, and Tema, Yetur, Naphish, and Kedima. These are the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bore Zimran, and Yokshan, and Madan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And the sons of Yokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Henoch, and Abida, and Eldaah, all these the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begat Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Yush, and Yaalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, Zephi, and Getam, Kenaz, and Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. And the sons of Seir, Lotan, Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anah, and Dishon, and Ezer, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan, Hori, and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Elian, and Manabhath, and Ebal, Shephi, and Onem. And the sons of Zibeon, Aiah, and Anah. The sons of Anah, Dishon. And the sons of Dishon, Amram, and Ishban, and Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, and Zevan, and Yechon. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aran. Now these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And when Bela was dead, Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad, the son of Bedad, who had smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Avith. And when Hadad was dead, Samla of Masreka reigned in his stead. And when Samla was dead, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Shaul was dead, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And when Baal-Hanan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Pai, and his wife's name Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mesaheb. Hadad died also, and the dukes of Edom were Duke Timnah, Duke Eliah, Duke Yetheth, Duke Alholababa, Duke Elah, Duke Pinyon, Duke Kinaz, Duke Taman, Duke Mibsar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These are the dukes of Edom. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yehuda, Issachar, and Zebulun, Dan, Yosef, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Yehuda, and Onan, and Shelah. Three were born to him of the daughter of Shua the Canaanitess. And the firstborn of Yehuda, was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and he killed him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Phares and Zerah. All the sons of Yehuda were five. The sons of Phares, Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Zerah, Zimri, and Ethan, and Heman, and Kalkol, and Dera, five of them in all. And the sons of Carmi, Ekar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the thing accursed. And the sons of Ethan, Azariah. The sons also of Hezron that were born to him, Yerameel, and Ram, and Telubai. And Ram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nashon, prince of the children of Yehuda. And Nashon begat Salma, and Salma begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat his firstborn Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shema the third, Nethaneel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, and Joab, and Asahel, three. And Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Yether the Ishmaelite. And Caleb, the son of Hezron, begat children of Azubah his wife, and of Yerioth. Her sons are these, Yesher, and Shobab, and Ardon. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took to him Ephrath, who had bore him Hur. And Hur begat Uri, and Uri begat Bezaleel. And afterward Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when she was 80 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub begat Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Geshur and Aram and the towns of Jair from them with Kenath and the towns of it, 80 cities. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. And after that Hezron was dead in Caleb Ephrata. Then Abiah, Hezron's wife, bore him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. And the sons of Yerameel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Buna, and Oren, and Uzem, and Ahiah. Yerameel had also another wife, whose name was Aterah. She was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Yerameel, were Maaz, and Yamin, and Iker. And the sons of Onam, Shammai, and Yeda. And the sons of Shammai, Nadab, and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail. And she bore him Avan and Molid. And the sons of Nadab, Seled and Aphaim. But Seled died without children. And the sons of Aphaim, Ishi. And the sons of Ishi, Sheshan. And the children of Sheshan, Alai. And the sons of Yada, the brother of Shammai, Yether and Jonathan. And Yether died without children. And the sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zeza. These were the sons of Yerameel. Now Sheshan had no sons but daughters. And Sheshan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Yarha. And Sheshan gave his daughter to Yarha, his servant, for a wife, and she bore him Attai. And Attai begat Nathan, and Nathan begat Zabad, and Zabad begat Ephlal, and Ephlal begat Obed, and Obed begat Jehu, and Jehu begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Helez, and Helez begat Eliasa, and Eliasa begat Sisamai, and Sisamai begat Shalum, and Shalum begat Yechamiah, and Yechamiah begat Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Yerameel, Mesha, his firstborn, which was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Mereshah, the father of Hebron. And the sons of Hebron, Kura, and Tapua, and Rechem, and Shema. And Shema begat Rahem, the father of Jokoim. And Rechem begat Shammai. And the son of Shammai was Maon. And Maon was the father of Bezur. And Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, and Moza, and Gazez, and Haran begat Gazez. And the sons of Yadai, Regem, and Yothim, and Geshan, and Pelet, and Ephah, and Sha'af. Ma'akah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhanna. She also bore Sha'af, the father of Madmana, Shepha, the father of Machmabina, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur. The firstborn of Ephratah, Shobal, the father of Kiriath Yearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, Hereph, the father of Beth Gader, and Shobal, the father of Kiriath Yearim, had sons, Heroeh, and half of the Manahathites, and the families of Kiriath Yearim, the Ethrites, and the Puhites, and the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. Of them came the Zeriathites and the Eshtolites, the sons of Salma, Bethlehem, and the Netophathites, Ataroth, the house of Joab, and half the Manahathites, and the Zorites, and the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and Sukathites. These are the Kenites that came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab. End of chapter. First Chronicles, chapter 3. Now these were the sons of David, who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon, of Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel, of Abigail, the Carmelitess. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adoniah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah of Avital. The sixth, Ithream, by Eglah, his wife. These six were born to him in Hebron, and there he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born to him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, four, of Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, Ibhar also, and Elishama, and Eliphelet, and Noga, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet, nine. All the sons of David beside the sons of the concubines, and Tamar their sister. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abia his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. And the sons of Josiah were the firstborn, Johanan, the second, Jehoiakim, the third, Zedekiah, the fourth, Shalum, And the sons of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah, his son, Zedekiah, his son. And the sons of Jeconiah, Ashir, Salathiel, his son. Malkarim also, and Pedaiah, and Shenazar, Yakamiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. And the sons of Pedaiah were Zerubbabel, and Shimei. And the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam, and Hananiah, and Shelomith, their sister. And Hashubah, and Obel, and Berechiah, and Hasadiah, Yushabeshed, 5. And the sons of Hananiah, Peletiah, and Yesiah. The sons of Rephiah, the sons of Arnan, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah. And the sons of Shechaniah, Shemaiah. And the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, and Igiel, and Bariah, and Neriah, and Shaphat, 6. And the sons of Neriah, Elionai, and Hezekiah, and Azricam, 3. And the sons of Elionai, Hodiah, and Eliashib, and Peliah, and Akub, and Yohanan, and Daliah, and Anani, 7. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 4. The sons of Yehuda, Perez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. And Reah, the son of Shobal, begat Yahath. And Yahath begat Ahumai, and Lehad. These are the families of the Zorathites. And these were of the father of Etam, Yezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister, Hazalelponi. And Penuel, the father of Gidor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. And Naara bore him Ahuzam, and Hefer, and Temini, and Hashatari. These are the sons of Naara. And the sons of Hela, Zereth, and Yezoar, and Ethnan. And Koz begat Anub, and Zobitha, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Harum. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bore him with sorrow. And Jabez called upon the Elohim of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, so that it may not grieve me. And Yahweh granted him that which he requested. And Caleb, the brother of Shua, begat Meher, which is the father of Eshton. And Eshton begat Bethrapha, and Pasea, and Tehina, the father of Irnahash. These are the men of Rekah. And the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Seraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathath. And Meonathai begat Ophrah, and Seraiah begat Joab, the father of the valley of Karashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the sons of Elah, even Kenaz. And the sons of Yahaleel, Ziph, and Ziphah, Tiriah, and Azareel. And the sons of Ezra, Yether, and Mered, and Epher, and Yalon. And she bore Miriam, and Shammai, and Ishpah, the father of Eshtemoah. And his wife, Yehudihah, bore Yered, the father of Gidor, and Heber, the father of Soko, and Yehuthiel, the father of Zenoah. And these are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, who Mered took. And the sons of his wife, Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, the father of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maakathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, and Rina, Ben-Hanan, and Telon. And the sons of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Yehuda, the father of Lecha, and Laada, the father of Marisha, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen of the house of Ashbiah. And Joachim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Seraph, who had the dominion in Moab, and Yashubilehim, and these ancient things. These are the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. And the sons of Simeon were Nemuel, and Yamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalum, his son, Mibsam, his son, Mishma, his son. And the sons of Mishma, Hamuel, his son, Zachor, his son, Shimei, his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters. But his brethren had not many children, neither did all their family multiply like to the children of Yehuda. And they dwelt at Beersheba, and Molada, and Hazar Shual, and at Bilhah, and at Ezim, and at Tulad, and at Bethuel, and at Hormah, and at Ziklag, and at Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Susim, and at Beth Berai, and at Shaaraim. These were their cities to the reign of David. And their villages, Etam, and Ain, Rimon, and Tokhan, and Ashan, 5 cities. And all their villages that were round about the same cities to Baal. These were their habitations and their genealogy. And Meshobab, and Yamlech, and Yosha, the son of Amaziah, and Yoel, and Yehu, the son of Hosebiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Aziel, and Elionai, and Yaakobah, and Yeshohaiah, and Asaiah, and Adiel, and Yesimiel, and Benaiah, and Ziza, the son of Shifi, the son of Elon, the son of Yadiah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their families, and the house of their fathers increased greatly. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found fat pasture and good, and the land wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, and smote their tents and the habitations that were found there, and destroyed them utterly to this day, and dwelt in their rooms, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, and Neriah, and Raphiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi. And they smote the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there to this day. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but forasmuch as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. For Yehuda prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Henoch, and Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Yoel, Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shimei, his son, Micah, his son, Reiah, his son, Baal, his son, Bera, his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, carried away. He was prince of the Reubenites, and his brethren by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, were the chief Yael and Zechariah, and Bela the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Yoel, who dwelt in Aroer, even to Nebo and Baal Meon. And eastward he inhabited to the entering in of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Shaul they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout all the east of Gilead. And the children of God dwelt over against them, in the land of Bashan, to Salcah. Yul the chief, and Shaphan the next, and Yaanai, and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren of the house of their fathers, Michael, and Meshulam, and Sheba, and Yorai, and Yechan, and Zia, and Heber, 7. These are the children of Abihail, of the sons of the son of Huri, the son of Yeruah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Yashishai, the son of Yado, the son of Buz, Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, chief of the house of their fathers. And they dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in her towns, and in all the suburbs of Sharon, upon their borders. All these were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Yehuda, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, and the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, men able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with bow, and skillful in war, 44,700 that went out to war. And they made war with the Hagarites, with Jetur, and Nephish, and Nodab, And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all that were with them, for they cried to Yahweh in the battle, and he was entreated of them, because they put their trust in him. And they took away their cattle, of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of donkeys 2,000, and of men 100,000. For there fell down many killed, because the war was of Yahweh, and they dwelt in their place until the captivity. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land, and they increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, and Seir to Mount Hermon. And these were the heads of the houses of their fathers, even Epher, and Ishi, and Eliel, and Israel, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Yadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of the house of their fathers. And they transgressed against the Elohim of their fathers, and went a-whoring after the Elohim of the people of the land, whom Yahweh destroyed before them. And the Elohim of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, and he carried them away, even the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, and Habor, and Hara, and to the river Gozan to this day. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 6. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, and the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel, and the children of Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Miriam, the sons also of Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar begat Phinehas, Phinehas begat Abishua, and Abishua begat Buki, and Buki begat Uzi, and Uzi begat Zerahiah, and Zerahiah begat Merioth, Merioth begat Amariah, and Amariah begat Ahitub, and Ahitub begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Ahimaaz, and Ahimaaz begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Yohanan, and Yohanan begat Azariah. He it is that executed the priest's office in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah begat Amariah, and Amariah begat Ahitub, and Ahitub begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Shallum, and Shallum begat Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Seraiah, and Seraiah begat Jehozadak. And Jehozadak went into captivity when Yahweh carried away Yehuda and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari, Mali, and Mushi. And these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershom, Libni his son, Yehath his son, Zima his son, Yoah his son, Ido his son, Zerah his son, Yeterai his son. The sons of Kohath, Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Asir his son, Elkanah his son, and Ebiasaph his son, and Asir his son. Tehath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. And the sons of Elkanah, Amasai, and Ahimoth. Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah, Zophai his son, and Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son, and the sons of Samuel, the firstborn, Vashni and Abiah. The sons of Merari, Mali, Libni his son, Shimei his son, and Uzza his son. Shemiah his son, Haggiah his son, Asaiah his son. And these are they whom David set over the service of song in the house of Yahweh after the ark had rest. And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation with singing until Solomon had built the house of Yahweh in Jerusalem, and then they waited on their office according to their order. And these are they that waited with their children. Of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman, a singer, the son of Yoel, the son of Shemuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Yeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Yoel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tehath, the son of Asir, the son of Ebiasaph, and the son of Korah, the son of Isar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And his brother Asaph, who stood on the right hand, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Michael, the son of Baaseah, the son of Malchiah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zima, the son of Shemai, the son of Yehath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. And their brethren, the sons of Merari, on the left hand, Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Umzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shamer, the son of Mali, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their brethren also the Levites were appointed to all manner of service of the tabernacle of the house of Yahweh. But Aaron and his sons offered upon the altar of the burnt offering and upon the altar of incense, and were appointed for all the work of the place most holy, and to make an atonement for Israel according to all that Moses the servant of Yahweh had commanded. And these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Buki his son, Uzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Merioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. Now these are their dwelling places throughout their castles in their coasts of the sons of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, for theirs was the lot. And they gave them Hebron in the land of Yehuda, and the suburbs of it round about. But the fields of the city and the villages of it they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of Yehuda, Hebron, the city of refuge, and Libna with her suburbs, and Yatir, and Eshtemoah with their suburbs, and Helen with her suburbs, Debir with her suburbs, and Eshan with her suburbs, and Bethshemesh with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with her suburbs, and Elimeth with her suburbs, and Anathoth with her suburbs, all their cities throughout their families, 13 cities. And to the sons of Kohath, left of the family of that tribe, were cities given out of the half tribe of Manasseh by lot, 10 cities. And to the sons of Gershom, throughout their families, out of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. To the sons of Merari, given by lot, throughout their families, out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave to the Levites these cities with their suburbs. And they gave by lot out of the tribe of the children of Yehuda, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities, which are called by their names. And the residue of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their coasts out of the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave to them of the cities of refuge, Shechem in Mount Ephraim, with her suburbs. They gave also Gezer with her suburbs, and Jokmeam with her suburbs, and Bethoron with her suburbs, and Aylon with her suburbs, and Gathrimon with her suburbs, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Aner with her suburbs, and Bileam with her suburbs, for the family of the remnant of the sons of Kohath. To the sons of Gershom were given out of the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan with her suburbs, and Ashtaroth with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with her suburbs, Deberath with her suburbs, and Ramoth with her suburbs, and Anam with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal with her suburbs, and Abdon with her suburbs, and Hukok with her suburbs, and Rehob with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with her suburbs, and Hamon with her suburbs, and Kiriath Saim with her suburbs, unto the rest of the children of Merari, were given out of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimmon with her suburbs, Tabor with her suburbs, and on the other side of Jordan by Jericho on the east side of Jordan, were given them out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with her suburbs, and Yaza with her suburbs, Kedemoth also with her suburbs, and Mephath with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with her suburbs, and Mathanaim with all her suburbs, and Heshbon with her suburbs, and Yezer with her suburbs. End of chapter.
1 Chronicles, chapter 7. Now the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puah, Yashub and Shimron, four of them, and the sons of Tola, Uzi, and Riphaiah, and Yeriel, and Yamai, and Yibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their father's house of Tola, valiant men of might in their generations, whose number in the days of David, 22,600. And the sons of Uzi, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Ishiah, five, all of them chief men, and with them by their generations, after the house of their fathers, bands of soldiers for war, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons, and their brethren among all the families of Issachar were valiant men of might, reckoned in all by their genealogies, 70,400. The sons of Benjamin, Bela and Becher, Yediel, three. And the sons of Bela, Esbon, and Uzi, and Uziel, and Yeremoth, and Eri, five. Heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies, 22,034. And the sons of Becher, Zimira, and Yoash, and Eleazar, and Elionai, and Omri, and Yeremoth, and Abiah, and Anathoth, and Elimeth, all these the sons of Becher. And the number of them, after their genealogy, according to their generations, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, 20,200. The sons also of Yediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Yeush, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Chenana, and Zethon, and Tarshish, and Abishahar. All these the sons of Yediel, by the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, 17,200, fit to go out for war. Shaphim also, and Hophim, the children of Ir, Hushim, the sons of Aher, the sons of Naphtali, Yaziel, and Guni, and Yezer, and Shalum, the sons of Bilhah, the sons of Manasseh, Asriel, whom she bore. His concubine, the Aramitess, bore Machir, the father of Gilead, and Machir took to wife the sister of Hufim and Shufim, whose sister's name was Ma'achah. And the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters, and Ma'achah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh, and the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rekem. And the sons of Ulam, Bedan. These the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. And his sister, Hamolecheth, bore Ishod, and Abiezer, and Mahala. And the sons of Shemida were Ahian, and Shechem, and Lehi, and Ainiam. And the sons of Ephraim, Shuthela, and Bered his son, and Tehath his son, and Elada his son, and Tehath his son, and Zabad his son, and Shuletha his son, and Izir, and Eliad, whom the men of Gath, born in that land, killed, because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went into his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Sherah, who built Bethoron, the lower and the upper, and Uzen's Sherah. And Rephah was his son, also Resheph, and Tela his son, and Tehan his son, Laadan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Non his son, Yehoshua his son, and their possessions and habitations, Bethel and the towns of it, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer, and the towns of it, Shechem also, and the towns of it, to Gaza, and the towns of it. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Beth-Shean and her towns, Taanach and her towns, Megiddo and her towns, Dor and her towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, and Isua, and Ishuai, and Beriah, and Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel, who is the father of Birsavith. And Heber begot Yaphlet, and Shomer, and Haltham, and Shua, their sister. And the sons of Yaphlet, Pasach,
and Rimhal, and Ashvath. These are the children of Japhlet. And the sons of Shamer, Ahi, and Rogah, Yehuba, and Aram. And the sons of his brother Helem, Zophah, and Imnah, and Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Sua, and Harnefer, and Shual, and Biri, and Imra. Bezer, and Hod, and Shammah, and Shilsha, and Ithran, and Beera. And the sons of Yether, Yefuna, and Pispa, and Era. And the sons of Ula, Era, and Haniel, and Rezia. All these, the children of Asher, heads of their father's house, choice, mighty men of valor, chief of the princes. And the number throughout the genealogy of them that were able to go to war and to battle, 26,000 men. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 8. Now Benjamin begat Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Noha the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And the sons of Bela were Adar, and Gera, and Abihud, and Abishua, and Naaman, and Ahua, and Gera, and Shephufan, and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Geba, and they removed them to Manaath. And Naaman, and Ahiah, and Gera, he removed them, and begat Uzzah, and Ahihud. And Shaharaim begat in the country of Moab, after he had sent them away. Hushim and Baara were his wives. And he begat of Hodesh his wife, Yobab, and Zibiah, and Misha, and Malcham, and Yeuz, and Shachiah, and Mirma. These his sons, heads of the fathers. And of Hushim he begat Abitub, and Elpaal. And the sons of Elpaal, Eber, and Misham, and Shamed, who built Ono, and Lod, and the towns of it, Miriah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Ayalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath, and Ahio, Shashak, and Yeremoth, and Zebadiah, and Arad, and Adair, and Michal, and Ispa, and Yoha, the sons of Viriah. And Zebadiah, and Meshulam, and Hezekiah, and Heber, Ishmerai also, and Yezliah, and Yobab, the sons of Elpaal. And Yakim, and Zikri, and Zabdi, and Elianai, Ziltai, and Eliel, and Adiah, and Beriah, and Shimrath, the sons of Shimhi. And Ishpan, and Heber, and Eliel, and Abdon, and Zikri, and Hanan, and Hananiah, and Elam, and Antothiah, and Iphideah, and Penuel, the sons of Shishak. And Shamsherai, and Shehariah, and Athaliah, and Yerasiah, and Eliah, and Zikri, the sons of Yerotham. These, the heads of the fathers, by their generations, chief men, these dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name, Maachah. And his firstborn son, Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gidor, and Ahio, and Zechar, and Mikloth begat Shemaiah. And these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem, over against them. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Shaul, and Shaul begat Jonathan, and Malkishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merebaal, and Merebaal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah, Pithon, and Melech, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jehoada, and Jehoada begat Elimeth, and Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begat Moza, and Moza begat Beniah, Rapha, his son, Eliezer, his son, Azel, his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azrikam, Bocheru, and Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these the sons of Azel. And the sons of Ishak, his brother, Ulam, his firstborn, Yehush, the second, and Eliphelet, the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons, and sons' sons, 150. All these the sons of Benjamin. End of chapter. First Chronicles, chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Yehuda, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Yehuda, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh, Uthai, the sons of Ammihud, and the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Perez, the son of Yehuda. And of the Shilonites, Azariah, the firstborn, and his sons. And of the sons of Zerah, Yeuel, and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hudaviah, the son of Hasenuah, and Ibneah, the son of Yeroham, and Elah, the son of Uzi, the son of Michri, and Meshulam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibneah, and their brethren according to their generations, 956. All these men, chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers, and of the priests, Yediah, and Jehoiarib, and Yachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of Yahweh. And Adiah, the son of Yeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkiah, and Maasiah, the son of Adiel, the son of Yazira, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilemeth, the son of Emer, and their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,703, very able men for the work of the service of the house of Yahweh. And of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari. And Bakbakar, Heresh, and Galel, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, and Obaniah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Yeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters, Shalom, and Akhub, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brethren, Shalom, the chief of them, who at this time waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. And Shalom, the son of Kor, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle. And their fathers, being over the host of Yahweh, were keepers of the entry. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the ruler over them in time past. Yahweh was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these were chosen to be porters in the gates, 212 of them. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of Yahweh, the house of the tabernacle, by wards. In four quarters were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south, and their brethren, in their villages, were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of Yahweh. And they lodged around about the house of Yahweh, because the charge was upon them, and the opening of it every morning pertained to them. And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by count. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels, and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made ointment of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And other of their brethren, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Yehiel, whose wife's name was Maacha. And his firstborn son Abdon, then Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gidor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begat Shemiam. And they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem over against their brethren. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Shaul, and Shaul begat Jonathan, and Malkishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tahriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Yera, and Yera begat Elimeth, and Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begat Moza. And Moza begat Beniah, and Rephaiah his son, Eliezer his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these, Azricam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Shaul and after his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Shaul. And the battle went sore against Shaul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then Shaul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, because he was sore afraid, and so Shaul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Shaul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. So Shaul died, and his three sons and all his house died together. And when all of the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they had fled, and that Shaul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Shaul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor and sent to the land of the Philistines round about to carry tidings to their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their Elohim and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Shaul, they rose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Shaul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Shaul died for his transgression, which he committed against Yahweh, against the word of Yahweh, which he did not keep, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of Yahweh. Therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom to David, the son of Jesse. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David, to Hebron, saying, "We are your bone and your flesh. And moreover, in time past, even when Shaul was king, you were he that led out and brought in Israel. And Yahweh your Elohim said to you, 'You will feed my people Israel, and you will be ruler over my people Israel.' Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king, to Hebron. And David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh through Samuel. And David and all of Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, and the inhabitants of the land. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You'll not come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David. And David said, 'Whoever smites the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain.' So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up and was chief. And David dwelt in the castle, and therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city round about, even from Milo round about, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David waxed greater and greater, for Yahweh of hosts was with him. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, and with all Israel, to make him king according to the word of Yahweh concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Yashobim, an Hachmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a parcel of ground full of barley. And the people fled from before the Philistines, and they set themselves in the midst of that parcel and delivered it and killed the Philistines. And Yahweh saved them by a great deliverance. Now 3 of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate." And the 3 broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to Yahweh and said, "My Elohim forbid it to me that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it." And therefore he would not drink of it. These things did these 3 mightiest. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of the 3. For lifting up his spear against 300, he killed them, and had a name among the 3. Of the 3, he was more honorable than the 2, for he was their captain. Albeit, he attained not to the first 3. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew 2 lion-like men of Moab. And also he went down and killed a lion in a pit in a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the 3 mighties. Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first 3. And David set him over his guard. Also the valiant men of the armies, Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth the Harorite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tikkoite, Abiezer the Antothite, Sibikai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Maharai the Nephothathite, Heled the son of Baana the Netophathite, Ithai the son of Ribai of Gibeah, that pertained to the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Perathonite, Hurai of the brooks of Gaash, Abiel the Arbathite, Azmaveth the Baharumite, Eliaaba the Shaalbonite, the sons of Hashem the Gizonite, Jonathan, the son of Sheg, the Hararite, Ahiam, the son of Sekar, the Hararite, Eliphal, the son of Ur, Hefer, the Mekarathite, Ahiah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Naarai, the son of Esbai, Yoel, the brother of Nathan, Mibhar, the son of Hagari, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Berothite, the armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Etherite, Gerab, the Etherite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Alai, Adina the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a captain of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Maachah, and Yoshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashtarathite, Shammah and Yahiel the sons of Hothan the Arorite, Yadiel the son of Shimri, and Yoha his brother the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Yerubai, and Yoshaviah the sons of Elnaam, and Ithmah the Moabite, Eliel, and Obed, and Yaziel the Mezobite. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 12. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Shaul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. And they were armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Shaul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, and then Joash, the sons of Shemaah the Gibeathite, and Yeziel and Pileh, the sons of Azmaveth and Beraka and Jehu the Anathothite, and Ismaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30 and over the 30, and Jeremiah and Yahaziel and Johanan and Jozabad the Gederathite, Eluzai and Yeremoth and Bealiah and Shemariah and Shephatiah the Herophite, Elkanah and Yesiah and Ezariel and Yoezar and Yashobim the Korhites, and Yoelah and Zebediah the sons of Jeroam of Gedor. And of the Gadites there separated themselves to David into the stronghold, into the wilderness, men of might, and men of war, fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the gazelles upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmana the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbanai the 11th. These were the sons of God, captains of the host. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are they that went over Jordan in the first month, when it had overflown all its banks, and they put to flight all of them of the valleys, both toward the east and toward the west. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Yehuda to the hold to David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said to them, If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart shall be knit to you. But if you have come to betray me to my enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands, the Elohim of our fathers look upon it and rebuke it. And then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, We are yours, David, and on your side, you son of Jesse. Peace, peace be to you, and peace be to your helpers, because your Elohim helps you. And then David received them, and made them captains of the band. And there fell some of the Manasseh to David, when he came with the Philistines against Shaul to battle. But they helped them not, for the princes of the Philistines, upon advisement, sent him away, saying, He will fall to his master Shaul, to the jeopardy of our heads. And as he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh Adna, and Jozabad, and Yediael, and Michael, and Jozabad, and Elihu, and Zilthai, captains of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host like the host of Yahweh. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Shaul to him, according to the word of Yahweh. The children of Yehuda that bore shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed to the war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi, 4,600. And Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700. And Zadok, a young man, mighty of valor, and of his father's house, 22 captains. And of the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Shaul, 3,000. For to this point the greatest part of them had kept the ward of the house of Shaul. And of the children of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout the house of their fathers. And of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them, 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. They were not of double heart. And of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, and with them, with shield and spear, 37,000. And of the Danites, expert in war, 28,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. And on the other side of Jordan, of the Reubenites, and of the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all manner of instruments of war for the battle, 120,000. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were near them, even to Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on donkeys and on camels and on mules and on oxen, and meat and meal and cakes of figs and bunches of raisins and wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly, because there was joy in Israel. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, and with every leader. And David said to all the congregation of Israel, If it seem good to you that it be of Yahweh our Elohim, let us send out to our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves to us, and let us bring again the ark of our Elohim to us. For we did not inquire at it in the days of Shaul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together, from Shihor of Egypt even to the entering of Hamath, to bring the ark of Yahweh from Kiriath-Jearim. And David went up, and all Israel, to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath-Jearim, which belonged to Yehuda, to bring up from there the ark of Yahweh, that dwelled between the cherubims, whose name is called upon it. And they carried the ark of Yahweh in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before Yahweh with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, because the oxen stumbled. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and he killed him because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before Yahweh. And David was displeased because Yahweh had made a breach upon Uzzah, wherefore that place is called Perazuzah to this day. And David was afraid of Yahweh that day, saying, How will I bring the ark of Yahweh home to me? And so David did not bring the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of Yahweh remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And Yahweh blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 14. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and timber of cedars, with masons and carpenters, to build him a house. And David perceived that Yahweh had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begat more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem: Shammua, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, and Ibhar, and Elishua, and Elpale, and Noga, and Nepheg, and Yafia, and Elishama, and Bealiada, and Eliphelet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of Yahweh, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines, and will you deliver them into my hand? And Yahweh said to him, Go up, for I will deliver them into your hand. And so they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. And then David said, Yahweh has broken in upon my enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters. And for this reason they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their Elohim there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. And therefore David inquired again of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to him, Do not go after them. Turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it will be, when you will hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you will go out to battle. For Yahweh is gone forth before you to smite the host of the Philistines. David therefore did as Yahweh commanded him. And they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and Yahweh brought the fear of him upon all nations. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 15. And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of Yahweh, and pitched for it a tent. And then David said, No one ought to carry the ark of Yahweh but the Levites, for them has Yahweh chosen to carry the ark of Yahweh, and to minister to him forever. And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of Yahweh to his place, which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren 120. Of the sons of Merari, Azaiah the chief, and his brethren 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren 130. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brethren 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren 80. Of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brethren 112. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Azaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, You are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Make yourselves, both you and your brethren, clean, so that you may bring up the ark of Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. For because you did it not at the first, Yahweh our Elohim made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites prepared themselves to bring up the ark of Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. And the children of the Levites bore the ark of Yahweh upon their shoulders with the staves on it, as Moses commanded, according to the word of Yahweh. And David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Cushiah. And with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Yaaziel, and Shemeremoth, and Yahiel, and Uni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Messiah, and Mattathiah, and Eliphileh, and Micneah, and Obedidom, and Yael, the porters. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass. And Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramoth, and Yehiel, and Uni, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with psalteries on Alemoth. And Mattathiah, and Eliphileh, and Micneah, and Obedidom, and Yael, and Azaziah, with harps on Sheminith, to excel. And Hananiah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And Shebaniah and Jehoshaphat and Nethaneel and Amasai and Zechariah and Benaiah and Eleazar were the priests, did blow with the trumpets before the ark of Yahweh. And Obedidom and Yahiah were doorkeepers for the ark. And so David and the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands, went to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass, when Yahweh helped the Levites that bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen. And all the Levites that bore the ark, and the singers, and Hananiah, the master of the song, with the singers, David also had upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Shaul, looking out of the window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. And so they brought the ark of Yahweh, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one, a loaf of bread, and a good piece of meat, and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahweh, and to record, and to thank, and praise Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Yael, and Shemiramoth, and Yahiel, and Mattathiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obededom, and Yael with psalteries and with harps. But Asaph made it a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also, and Yahaziel of the priests with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. Then on that day David delivered the first to thank Yahweh into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks to Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk you of all his wondrous works, boast yourselves, you in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. Seek Yahweh and his strength, seek his face continually, remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O you seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh our Elohim, his judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath to Isaac, and has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto you will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, and when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Do not touch my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to Yahweh all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his reverence among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the Elohim of the people are idols. But Yahweh made the heavens. Majesty and splendor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give to Yahweh honor and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the honor due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable so that it is not moved. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let men say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar, and the fullness of it. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is in it. Then shall the trees of the woods sing out at the presence of Yahweh, because he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say you, Save us, O Elohim of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to your holy name and triumph in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen. So be it. Let it be so, and praised Yahweh. And so he left there before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. And Obededom, with their brethren, 80, Obededom also the son of Yaduthun and Hosa to be porters, and Zadok the priest and his brethren the priests before the tabernacle of Yahweh in the high place that was at Gibeon to offer burnt offerings to Yahweh upon the altar of the burnt offering, continually morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of Yahweh which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Yaduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to Yahweh because his mercy endures forever. And with them Heman and Yaduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of Yahweh. And the sons of Yaduthun were porters, and all the people departed every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. End of chapter.
1 Chronicles chapter 17. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of Yahweh under curtains. And then Nathan said to David, Do all that is in your heart, because Yahweh is with you. And it came to pass the same night that the word of Yahweh came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David my servant, Thus says Yahweh, You will not build me a house to dwell in, because I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel to this day, but have gone from tent to tent and from tabernacle to tabernacle. Wherever I have walked with all Israel, I spoke a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedars? Now, therefore, you shall say thus to my servant David,
Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I took you from the dwelling place of shepherds, from following the sheep, so that you would be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you've walked, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. I will also ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they will dwell in their place and will be moved no more. Neither will the children of wickedness waste them any more, as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges over my people Israel, moreover I will subdue all your enemies. Furthermore, I tell you that Yahweh will build you a house. And it will come to pass, when your days are expired, that you must go with your forefathers, that I will raise up your seed after you, which will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him that was before you. But I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne will be established forevermore. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. And David the king came and sat before Yahweh and said, Who am I, O Yahweh Elohim, and what is my house that you've brought me here to this place? And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, O Yahweh, for you've also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Yahweh Elohim. What can David speak more to you for the honor of your servant, because you know your servant? O Yahweh, for your servant's sake and according to your own heart have you done all this greatness in making known all these great things. Yahweh, there is none like you, neither is there any Elohim beside you, according to all that we've heard with our ears. And what nation in the earth is like your people Israel, whom Yahweh went to redeem to be his own people, to make you a name of greatness and terribleness by driving out nations from before your people, whom you've redeemed out of Egypt? For your people Israel did you make your own people forever, and you, Yahweh, became their Elohim. Therefore, now, Yahweh, let the thing that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as you have said. Let it even be established that your name may be magnified forever, saying, Yahweh of hosts is the Elohim of Israel, an Elohim to Israel, and the house of David your servant established before you. For you, O my Elohim, have told your servant that you will build him a house. Therefore your servant has found to pray before you in his heart. And now, Yahweh, you are Elohim, and have promised this goodness to your servant. Therefore now let it please you to bless the house of your servant, so that it may be before you forever. For you do bless, O Yahweh, and blessed forever. End of chapter. First Chronicles, chapter 18. Now, after this it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them and took Gath and her towns out of the hand of the Philistines. And he smote Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants and brought gifts. And David smote Hadarezer, king of Zobah, to Hamath, as he went to establish his dominion by the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. David also hamstrung all the chariot horses, but reserved of them 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer, king of Zobah, David killed of the Syrians 22,000 men. And then David put garrisons in Syria, Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought gifts, and thus Yahweh preserved David wherever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer, and brought them to Jerusalem, and likewise from Tibhath, and from Kun, cities of Hadarezer, brought David very much brass, wherewith Solomon made the brazen sea, and the pillars, and the vessels of brass. Now when Tou, king of Hamath, heard how David had smitten all the host of Hadarezer, king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram, his son, to King David to inquire of his welfare and to congratulate him because he'd fought against Hadarezer and smitten him, for Hadarezer had war with Tou, and with him all manner of vessels of gold and silver and brass. Them also King David dedicated to Yahweh, with the silver and the gold that he brought from all these nations, from Edom, and from Moab, and from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines, and from Amalek. Moreover, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, slew of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt 18,000. And he put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants, and thus Yahweh preserved David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and executed judgment and justice amongst all his people. And Joah, the son of Zeruiah, was over the host, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, he was the recorder, and Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests, and Shamshah was scribe. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and the sons of David were chief around the king. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 19. Now it came to pass after this, that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. And so the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, Do you think that David does honor your father, that he has sent comforters to you? Are not his servants come to you so as to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? For this reason Hanun took David's servants and shaved them and cut off their garments in the midst, right close to their buttocks, and sent them away. And then there went certain of people and told David how the men had been served. And he sent to meet them, for the children were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Stay at Jericho until your beards have grown back, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves loathsome to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, and out of Syria Mahaka, and out of Zobah. And so they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Mahaka and his people, who came and pitched before Medeba. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities and came to battle. And when David heard, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array in front of the gate of the city. And the kings that had come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him, in front and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel, and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered to the hand of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you will help me. But if the children of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will help you. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our Elohim, and let Yahweh do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew near before the Syrians to the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians had fled, they likewise fled before Abishai his brother, and entered into the city. And then Joab came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worse in front of Israel, they sent messengers and drew forth the Syrians that were beyond the river. And Shophach, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went before them. And it was told to David, and he gathered all Israel, and passed over Jordan, and came on them, and set the battle in array against them. And so when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, they fought with him. But the Syrians fled before Israel. And David killed of the Syrians 7,000 men in chariots, and 40,000 footmen, and killed Shophach, the captain of the host. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they made peace with David, and they became his servants. Neither would the Syrians help with the children of Ammon any more. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 20. And it came to pass that after the year was expired, at the king time that kings go out, Joab led forth the power of the army and wasted the country of the children of Ammon, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed at Jerusalem, and Joab smote Rabbah and destroyed it. And David took the crown of their king from off of his head, and found it to be weighing 1 talent of gold, and precious stones were in it, and it was set upon David's head. And he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city. And he brought out the people that were in it, and cut them with saws, and with harrows of iron, and with axes, and even so did David deal with all the cities of the children of Ammon. And David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after this, that there rose up a war at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibekai of the Hushathite killed Sipai of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines, and Elhanan, the son of Jair, slew Lami, the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, whose spear staff was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot, and he also was the son of the giant. But when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, killed him. These were born to the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, so that I may know. And Joab answered, Yahweh make his people 100 times so many more as they are. But, my master the king, they are not all my master's servants. Why then does my master require this thing? Why will he be the cause of a trespass to Israel? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. For this reason Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to David. And all of Israel were 1,000,000 and 100,000 men that drew sword, and Yehuda was 70,000 men that drew sword. But Levi and Benjamin he did not count among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And Yahweh was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. And David said to Yahweh, I've sinned greatly because I've done this thing, but now I beg of you, do away the iniquity of your servant, for I've done very foolishly. And Yahweh spoke to God, David's seer, saying, Go and tell David, saying, Thus says Yahweh, I offer you 3 things. Choose one of them, so that I may do it to you. And so God came to David and said to him, Thus says Yahweh, choose you either 3 years famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before your foes, while that the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days the sword of Yahweh, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of Yahweh destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now, therefore, advise yourself what word I will bring again to him that sent me. And David said to God, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of Yahweh, for very great are his mercies, but do not let me fall into the hand of man. And so Yahweh sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And Yahweh sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, Yahweh beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, It is enough. Stay now your hand. And the angel of Yahweh stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of Yahweh stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. And then David and the elders of Israel who were clothed in sackcloth fell upon their faces. And David said to Yahweh, Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I beg you, O Yahweh, my Elohim, be on me and on my father's house, but not on your people, that they should be plagued. And then the angel of Yahweh commanded God to say to David, that David should go up and set up an altar to Yahweh in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of God, which he spoke in the name of Yahweh. And Ornan turned back and saw the angel, and his 4 sons with him hid themselves. And Ornan was threshing wheat. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, "Grant me the place of this threshing floor so that I might build an altar in it to Yahweh. You will grant it to me for the full price so that the plague can be stayed from the people." And Ornan said to David, "Take it to you, and let my master the king do that which is good in his eyes. I give you the oxen also for burnt offerings and the threshing instruments for wood and the wheat for the meal offering. I give it all." And King David said to Ornan, "No, but I will truly buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is yours for Yahweh, nor burnt offerings without cost." And so David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar to Yahweh and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon Yahweh, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. And Yahweh commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath. At that time, when David saw that Yahweh had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he made his offerings there. For the tabernacle of Yahweh, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of Yahweh, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of Yahweh. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 22. And then David said, "This is the house of Yahweh Elohim, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel." And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to cut wrought stones to build the house of Yahweh. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails for the doors of the gates, and for the joinings, and brass in abundance without weight, also cedar trees in abundance, for the Zidonians and they of Tyre, who brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, "Solomon, my son, is young and tender, but the house that is to be built for Yahweh must be exceeding magnificent, of fame and of beauty throughout all countries. I will now make preparation for it." So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son, and charged him to build a house for Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house to the name of Yahweh my Elohim, but the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 'You have shed blood abundantly, and have made great wars, and you shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed much blood upon the earth at my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He will build a house for my name, and he will be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for over Israel forever. Now, my son, Yahweh be with you, and you prosper, and build the house of Yahweh your Elohim as he has said of you. Only Yahweh give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, so that you may keep the law of Yahweh your Elohim. Then you will prosper, if you take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which Yahweh charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not dread nor be dismayed. Now, in my trouble, I have prepared for the house of Yahweh 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000 talents of silver and of brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and you may add to it. Moreover, workmen with you in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work, of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, no number. Rise, and be doing, and Yahweh be with you." And David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, "Is not Yahweh your Elohim with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land to my hand, and the land is subdued before Yahweh and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek Yahweh your Elohim. Arise, therefore, and build you the sanctuary of Yahweh Elohim, to bring the ark of the covenant of Yahweh and the holy vessels of Yahweh into the house that is to be built to the name of Yahweh." End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 23. So, when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. And now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000, of which 24,000 were set forward the work of the house of Yahweh, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, 4,000 praised Yahweh with the instruments which I made, says David, to praise with. And David divided them into courses amongst the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Laadan and Shimei. The sons of Laadan, the chief was Yahiel, and Zetham, and Yoel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shelomis, and Haziel, and Haran, 3. These the chief of the fathers of Laadan. And the sons of Shimei, Yehath, Zina, and Yush, and Beriah. These 4 were the sons of Shimei. And Yehath was the chief, and Ziza the second, but Yeush and Beriah had not many sons. Therefore, they were in one reckoning according to their father's house. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated so that he should purify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before Yahweh, to minister to him, and to bless in his name forever. Now, Moses, the man of Yahweh, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eleazar. Of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel, the chief. And the sons of Eleazar, Rehabi, the chief. And Eleazar had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were many, very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelomith, the chief. Of the sons of Hebron, Uriah the first, Amariah the second, Yahaziel the third, and Yahamim the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micha the first, and Yesiah the second. The sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi. The sons of Mahli, Eleazar, and Kish. And Eleazar died and had no sons but daughters, and their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them. The sons of Mushi, Mahli, and Eder, and Yermoth, 3. These the sons of Levi, after the house of their fathers, the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of Yahweh from the age of 20 years and upward. For, David said, Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, has given rest to his people, so that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever, and also to the Levites. They shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it, for the service of it. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of Yahweh, in the courts, and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, both for the showbread, and for the fine flour for meal offering, and for the unleavened cakes, and for that which was baked in the pan, and for that which is fried, and for all manner of measure of size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise Yahweh, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to Yahweh in the Sabbaths, in the new moons, and on the set feasts, by number, according to the order commanded to them, continually before Yahweh, and that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the service of the house of Yahweh. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 24. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. And David distributed them, both Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, according to their offices in their service, and there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar. And they were divided so. Among the sons of Eleazar, 16 chief men of the house of their fathers, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar, according to the house of their fathers. Thus were they divided by lot, one sort with another, for the governors of the sanctuary, and governors of the house of Elohim. They were of the sons of Eleazar and of the sons of Ithamar. And Shemaiah, the son of Nethaneel, the scribe of the Levites, wrote them before the king and the princes and Zadok the priest and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar and the chief of the father of the priests and Levites, one principal household being taken for Eleazar and one taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoiarib, the second to Yedaiah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malkiah, the sixth to Miyamin, the seventh to Hakos, the eighth to Abiah, the ninth to Yeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, and the 12th to Yachim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Yeshabiab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezir, the 18th to Apsis, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Yehezekiel, the 1 and 20th to Yachin, the 2 and 20th to Gamul, 3 and 20th to Deliah, the 4 and 20th to Maaziah. These, the orderings of them in their service to come into the house of Yahweh according to their manner under Aaron their father, as Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael. Of the sons of Shubael, Yedaiah. Concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first, Ishiah. Of the Israelites, Shelemoth. Of the sons of Shelemoth, Yehath. And the sons of Hebron, Uriah the first, Amariah the second, Yahaziel the third, Yahamim the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micha. Of the sons of Micha, Shamir. The brother of Micha, Ishiah. Of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi. The sons of Yahaziah, Bino. The sons of Merari by Yahaziah, Bino and Shoham and Zakur and Ibri. Of Mali came Eleazar, who had no sons. Concerning Kish, the son of Kish, Yeramiel. The sons also of Mushi, Mali and Eder and Yeramoth. These the sons of the Levites after the house of their fathers. These likewise cast lots over against their brethren, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David the king, and Zadok, and Ahimelech, and the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, even the principal fathers, over against their younger brethren. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph, and of Heman, and Yathuthun, who would prophesy with harps, and with psalteries, and with cymbals, and the number of the workmen according to their service was. Of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, and Yosef, and Nethaniah, and Azarelah, and the sons of Ahaph under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Yeduthun, and the sons of Yeduthun, Gedaliah, and Ziri, and Yeshiah, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6. Under the hands of their father, Yeduthun, who prophesied with a harp, to give thanks and to praise Yahweh. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mataniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Yeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gitalti, and Romamtiezer, Yoshbikasha, Melothi, Hothir, and Mahaziah. All these, the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the words of Yahweh, to lift up the horn. And Yahweh gave to Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these, under the hands of their father, for the song in the house of Yahweh, with cymbals and psalteries and harps, for the service of the house of Yahweh, according to the king's order, to Asaph, Yeduthun, and Heman. So the number of them, with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of Yahweh, all that were cunning, was 288, and they cast lots, ward against ward, as well as the small against the great, the teacher as the scholar. Now the first lot came forth for Asaph to Yosef, the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons were 12, the third to Zakur, his sons and his brethren 12, the fourth to Izri, his sons and his brethren 12, The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons, his brethren, 12. The seventh to Yesharelah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The eighth to Yeshiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The ninth to Mathaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 11th to Azariel, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 13th to Shubael, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 14th to Mattathiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 17th to Yoshbekasha, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 18th to Hanani, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 19th to Malothi, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 20th to Eliatha, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 21st to Hothir, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 22nd to Gedalti, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 23rd to Mahazioth, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 24th to Romamtiezer, his sons and his brethren, 12. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 26. Concerning the division of the porters, of the Korhites was Meshelemiah, the son of Kor, of the sons of Asaph. And the sons of Meshelemiah, Zechariah the firstborn, Yediel the second, Zebediah the third, Yathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Yehohanan the sixth, Elionai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obededom, Shemaiah the firstborn, Yehozabad the second, Yoah the third, and Sekar the fourth, and Nethaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pualthai the eighth, for Yahweh blessed him, and also to Shemaiah his son were sons born that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, and Raphael, and Obed, Elzabad, whose brethren were strong men, Elihu, and Semachiah, all these are the sons of Obededom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men for strength for the service, 62 of Obededom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, strong men, 18. Also Hosa of the children of Merari had sons, Simri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief, Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brethren of Hosa, 13. Among these the divisions of the porters, among the chief men, wards one against the other, to minister in the house of Yahweh, and they cast lots, as well the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate. And a lot eastward fell to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward, to Obededom southward, and to his sons the house of Asupim, to Shupim and Hosa came forth westward, the lot, and the gate Shalekes, by the causeway of the going up, ward against ward. Eastward 6 Levites, northward 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and toward Asupim 2 and 2. At Parbar westward, 4 at the causeway, 2 at Parbar. These are the divisions of the porters among the sons of Kor, and among the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahiah was over the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and over the treasures of the dedicated things. And as concerning the sons of Laadan, the sons of the Gershonite Laadan, chief of the fathers, of Laadan the Gershonite, Yehieli. The sons of Yehieli, Zetham and Yoel his brother, over the treasures of the house of Yahweh. Of the Amramites and the Izharites, the Hebronites and the Uzielites, and Shebuel the son of Gershom, and the son of Moses, ruler of the treasures. And his brethren by Eleazar, Rehabiah, his son, and Yeshaya his son, and Joram his son, and Zikri his son, and Shelomith his son, which Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king and the chief fathers and the captains over thousands and hundreds and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the spoils won in battles did they dedicate to maintain the house of Yahweh. And all that Samuel the seer, and Shaul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Yezeruiah had dedicated. Whosoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelomith and of his brethren. Of the Israelites, Cananiah and his sons were for the outward business over Israel for officers and judges. And of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, men of valor, 1,700 officers among them of Israel on this side Jordan westward in all the business of Yahweh and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites, Uriah, the chief, among the Hebronites, according to the generations of his fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead, and his brethren, men of valor, 2,700 chief fathers, whom King David made rulers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to Yahweh and affairs of the king. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 27. Now, the children of Israel after their number, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year of every course, 24,000. Over the first course for the first month, Yashobim, the son of Zabdiel, and in his course, 24,000. Of the children of Perez, the chief of all the captains of the host for the first month, and over the course of the second month, Dodai and Ahohite, and of his course, Mikloth also was the ruler. In his course likewise, 24,000. The third captain of the host, for the third month, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course, 24,000. This is Benaiah, who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in his course was Amizabad, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah his son after him, and in his course 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month, Shamhuth the Izrahite, and in his course 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, and in his course 24,000. The seventh for the seventh month, Helez the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course 24,000. The eighth for the eighth month, Sibekai the Hushathite of the Zarhites, and in his course 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month, Abiezar the Anitotite of the Benjamites, and in his course 24,000. The tenth for the tenth month, Maharai of the Netophathite of the Zarhites, and in his course 24,000. The 11th for the 11th month, Benaiah the Pirathonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course 24,000. The 12th for the 12th month, Heldai the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his course 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites, Eleazar the son of Zikri, of the Simeonites, Shephatiah the son of Mahakah, of the Levites, Hashabiah the son of Kemuel, of the Aaronites, Zadok, of Yehuda, Elihu, of the brethren of David, of Issachar, Omri the son of Michael, of Zebulun, Ishmaiah the son of Obadiah, of Naphtali, Yeremoth the son of Azrael, of the children of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Azaziah, of the half tribe of Manasseh, Joel the son of Padiah, of the half-tribe Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, the son of Zechariah, of Benjamin, Yaaziel, the son of Abner, of Dan, Azariel, the son of Jeroham, these the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 20 years old and under, because Yahweh had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heavens. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to number, but he did not finish, because there fell wrath for it against Israel. Neither was the number put in the account of the chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasures, Azamapheth, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles, Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah, and over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground, Ezri, the son of Kelub, and over the vineyards, Shimei, the Ramathite, over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars, Zabdi, the Shifamite, and over the olive trees and the sycamore trees in the low plains, Baal Hanan, the Gederite, and over the cellars of oil, Yoash, and over the herds that fed in Sharon, Shitrai, the Sharonite, and over the herds in the valleys, Shaphat, the son of Adlai, over the camels also, Obil, the Ishmaelite, and over the donkeys, Yediah, the Meronothite, and over the flocks, Yaziz, the Hagarite, all these the rulers of the substance which was King David's. Also, Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe, and Yehiel, the son of Hakmoni, with the king's sons, was numbered. And Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite, the king's companion. And after Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar, and the general of the king's army, Joab. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 28. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king and of his sons, with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men, to Jerusalem. And then David the king stood up on his feet and said, "Listen and hear me, my brethren, and my people. I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of Yahweh and for the footstool of our Elohim, and had made ready for the building. But Yahweh had said to me, 'You will not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood.' Howbeit Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen Yehuda to be the ruler. And of the house of Yehuda, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for Yahweh has given me many sons, he has chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. And he said to me, 'Solomon, your son, he will build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he is constant to do my commandments and my judgments, as at this day. Now, for this reason, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our Elohim, keep and seek for all the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, so that you may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And you, Solomon, my son, know you the Elohim of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, because Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will throw you off forever. Take heed now, for Yahweh has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." And then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch, and of the houses of it, and of the treasures of it, and of the upper chambers of it, and of the inner parlors of it, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of Yahweh, and all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of Yahweh, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. Also, for the courses of the priests and Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and for all the vessels of service in the house of Yahweh. He gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments of silver by weight, for all instruments of every kind of service, even the weight for the candlesticks of gold, and for their lamps of gold by weight for every candlestick, and for the lamps of it, and for the candlesticks of silver by weight, both for the candlestick and also for the lamps of it, according to the use of every candlestick. And by weight he gave gold, for the tables of showbread, for every table, and likewise silver for the tables of silver. Also, pure gold for the flesh hooks and the bowls and the cups, and for the golden basins, he gave gold by weight for every basin, and likewise silver by weight for every basin of silver. And for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubims that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. All this, said David, Yahweh made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for Yahweh Elohim, even my Elohim, will be with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you, until you've finished all the work for the service of the house of Yahweh. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they will be with you for all the service of the house of Yahweh, and there shall be with you for all manner of workmanship every willing, skillful man, for any manner of service. Also the princes and all the people will be holy at your commandment. End of chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. Furthermore, David the king said to all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone Yahweh has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for Yahweh Elohim. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my Elohim the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, and iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I've set my affections to the house of my Elohim, I have of my own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given into the house of my Elohim, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses with it. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his services this day to Yahweh? Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of Yahweh, of gold, 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver, 10,000 talents, and of brass, 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of Yahweh by the hand of Yahiel the Gershonite. And then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to Yahweh. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed Yahweh before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed are you, Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Yahweh, is the greatness and the power and the beauty and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Yahweh, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of you, and you reign over all, and in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our Elohim, we thank you and praise your renowned name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this manner? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you, and travelers, as were all our forefathers. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is none remaining. O Yahweh, our Elohim, all this store that we've prepared to build for you and our house for your holy name comes of your hand, and is all your own. I know also, my Elohim, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. And as for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Yahweh, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the hearts of your people, and prepare their heart to you, and give Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep your commandments, your testimonies, your statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for which I have made provision. And David said to the congregation, Now bless Yahweh your Elohim. And all the congregation blessed Yahweh, Elohim of their forefathers, and bowed down their heads and worshipped Yahweh and the king. And they performed offerings to Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings to Yahweh on the day after that day. 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and offerings in abundance for all Israel. And they did eat and drink before Yahweh on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon, the son of King David, king the second time, and anointed him to Yahweh to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. And then Solomon sat on the throne of Yahweh as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes and the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David, submitted themselves to Solomon the king. And Yahweh magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. And thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel, and the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years did he reign in Hebron, 33 years did he reign in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, are they not written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of God the seer? With all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries. End of chapter.